Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Petronet LNG Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for making the time to attend this post Q3 result con call of Petronet LNG Limited. We have the top management of Petronet LNG with us, including Mr. Vinod Kumar Mishra, Director Finance, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, GGM and President, F&A, Mr. GK Sharma, CGM and VP Marketing, Mr. Vivek Mittal, CGM and VP Marketing, Mr. Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager, F&A, and Mr. Ashwani Agarwal, Manager, F&A. I will now hand over to the management to give a briefing on the results, and after that, we'll have a Q&A on the same. Sir, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Probal. Very good evening to all of you. I'll start with the highlights of our results. First is that highest ever turnover, PBT and PAT of rupees 46,025 crores, 3,517 crores, and 2,626 crores respectively in the current nine months, as compared to the corresponding nine months of the previous year. Highest ever PBT and PAT of 1,586 crores and 1,181 crores respectively in the current Q3 for financial year 2022-23. The growth in PBT and PAT has been to the extent of 60% and 59% as compared to the profit PBT and PAT of the previous quarter. This is the highlights. Now I begin with the throughput in our plant. Basically, Dahej has processed in this quarter 154 TBTU as against 182 TBTU in the previous quarter and 196 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. As far as Kochi is concerned, it has processed 13 TBTU in the current quarter, 10 TBTU in the previous quarter, and 12 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. This is the throughput in the plant. If you look at the nine-month period during which how much this TBTU has been processed. During this current nine months, the Dahej terminal has processed 532 TBTU as against 615 TBTU in the corresponding nine months of the previous year. The overall throughput of both the terminals for the nine months has been 567 TBTU in the current nine months as against 657 TBTU in the corresponding period of the previous year. If you look at the profitability, as just mentioned, the PBT has been 1,586 crores as against PBT of 994 crore in the previous quarter and 1,533 crore in the corresponding quarter. PAT has been 1,181 crores in the current quarter as against 744 crore in the previous quarter and 1,144 crore in the corresponding quarter. This is the PBT and PAT results. Apart from that, as I mentioned, company has reported highest ever turnover of 46,025 crores in the current nine months as against 32,008 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. There is a growth of around 44%. This is largely due to the price which has been higher in this period as compared to the corresponding period. If you look at the PAT and PBT of this particular period of nine months, PBT has been 3,517 crore as against PBT of 3,489 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. PAT has been 2,626 crore as against a PAT of 2,602 crore in the corresponding period of the previous year. If you look at this is the result, and if you see there has been impact of Ind AS to the extent of 60 crore due to foreign exchange volatility and as per the provision of Ind AS, we have recognized that because you know that exchange rate of dollar versus rupee has gone upside, and therefore there is a loss to us also because we are reporting in dollar terms, so we have to convert, and we are losing 60 crore in this quarter. So this is all, and perhaps this robust result has been due to optimization in our operations, and hope we'll continue to, even in this period which has been very difficult for us, but somehow we are able to manage it, and itself we have reported the highest ever PAT and PBT in the current quarter. If you look at the total throughput, long-term contract and for short-term service, you'll find that in Q3, long-term contract which we have processed is 104 TBTU, and Kochi has been 13 TBTU, total 170. Spot and short-term, we have processed 3 TBTU in the Dahej, and then service part, we have processed 47 TBTU in the Dahej. So total makes it to 167 TBTU in this quarter, as compared to 192 TBTU in the previous quarter and 208 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. So this is the result. Now you may ask the question.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. My first question is with respect to the, you know, income that you've recorded this year for use and pay charges of almost 849 crore. And there was a similar number, 415 crore, with other half of it last year. What is the progress in terms of negotiation? Have they recognized or have they even acknowledged this outstanding dues so far or not?
See, it has been our claim as per the contract, and continuously we are following up with the customers that they should pay it because this is payable as per the contract. But as you know that so far we have not received, this is true, but still we are focusing on getting the payment as early as possible. But if you look at the kind of situation which is prevailing, what's happening that volumes itself is not coming too much to India. And that's why there is an issue, and we have to book use of a charge of 849 crore this year also. So the situation is difficult, but still we are making all efforts to recover this, and perhaps we are still negotiating, we are continuously talking to them, and making some, whenever there is a progress, we will certainly report to you that how much we have recovered, but this follow-up is continuous, and it is being in fact followed at a very senior level, and let us hope that positive results should come out.
And is it fair to assume that there is no issue with respect to the other long-term volumes? That's a straightforward, and you're getting paid for that.
Long-term volume, I think that is coming as usual. There is no issue as far as all the long-term contracts are concerned. The RasGas contract or ExxonMobil is there. So they are all coming and they are being paid in time. There is no issue. It's only the service volume which basically is the capacity booked, where they have to bring some cargoes and get them regasified at a terminal. So that part is not being complied with. So that is the only part which is lacking.
Okay. So in that context, can you give me the, you know, the amount of receivables outstanding as of Q3 and net cash?
You are asking how much is outstanding?
Yeah, total receivables end of Q3 and net cash end of Q3.
Total receivable is around 1327. Total receivable, I will tell you. It is there. I'm telling you, just a minute. It is to the tune of, as on 31st December, this is the receivable, 3,513. But this includes everything.
Yes. Includes the 1,200 pen number.
Yeah. It includes 1,200 something, and apart from other long-term contract dues are also there.
And net cash?
On the date.
And net cash number?
Cash we are having to the tune of almost 6,000 crores. Okay, 6,000. Exactly, I will just tell you how much is that. Just a minute. I'm telling you the exact cash, how much is that?
1327, bola na, kitna bola?
3,500.
Yes, it's $6,900 is the cash available as of now.
$6,900. And if you can share the numbers for service income as well for the current quarter.
Service volume.
Yeah. No, volume you shared. You also report income from service that you recorded.
1,112 crores. As against 438 crore in the previous quarter and 755 crore in the corresponding quarter.
And last one is an update on your capex plan. How's that going? And where have you spent so far?
Capex plan, as I have mentioned, we are continuously following up. Our two tanks are under construction. Approximately 50% progress is there. So 1247 crore, whatever is there, 1246 crore is there. Then we are going for jetty also. So that will be a capex of 1700 crores. And we have already got the approval of board. And we are now going for tendering process for awarding that job. And apart from that, we have envisaged to have one terminal on the east coast, Gopalpur terminal. So that part also is progressing and in fact, it has been approved by the board also. So now we are looking forward to have other agreements, implementation agreement and other agreements with the Gopalpur Port Trust. And perhaps if that is done thereafter, we will go ahead with the tendering process for that. So all feasibility, environment clearance, all those things are required. So
yeah,
that process is going on. So that is also a capex of around 2,300 crores. And apart from that, as you know that we have already planned to have one PDHPP plant in Dahej. So that part is still going on, and that is a capex, huge capex, intensive capex item, and involved around 13,000-14,000 crore investment. But that is at an initial stage because we are now looking forward to go for licensor selection process, and after selection of the licensor, we will go ahead with the this approval from the board for the plant. So like this, we are progressing. And other capex plan, if you look at LNG stations is there, but that is, as we have mentioned, four stations we are establishing will be very shortly commissioned, I think. And they are under construction and more will come. But again, issue is that LNG high price is there. So that is causing a worry. But now there is silver lining that we are getting some price reduced. And in this current last 2 days, I have seen the price has been ranging from $16 to $20 in between. So if that remains the price throughout here, then we can think of some momentum and augmentation in the process of installation of LNG stations and conversion of trucks to LNG fuel trucks. So all those things are there. And other things are, I have already mentioned, I think CBG plant was also there, but that is again an issue because state government has to allow the land to us. Then we can think of it, but that is not progressing too well right now because we are not getting the land. Once we get the land, then we can perhaps think of those plans also.
Sorry to interrupt. May we ask Mr. Request, Mr. Puneet, to please rejoin the queue. We have participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first question is a bookkeeping one. How much of the Gorgon volume was at Dahej in this quarter?
How much? 5.44 TBT you had. 5.44 TBT you had Dahej and 13 TBT you had Dahej.
Thank you, sir. The second question is regarding the regas service volume that we have in this quarter. So they are fairly low, although, like, you know, there was a moderation in LNG prices, which was seen progressively over the third quarter. Why this sudden drop? I mean, is there any significant contractor who is backed out? And related to that, the user pay that we have booked as of this quarter, does that also include non-usage of the regas service facility in this quarter, and because the volumes are pretty low, so if you can just help me understand that.
The regas service income is for the entire contract year, which is the calendar year.
Yes.
So it is for the entire 12 months firstly, and secondly, these are ratios keep on happening, and it's not that there was very much softening prices. Anything above 20 is not sustainable in Indian market. So that's the reason the volumes are on the lower side. Since just now, as the DF sir mentioned, that the prices are now sub-20 levels, so we expect some uptake in the volume.
So prices were above 20 for most of the year. I mean, for most of CY22, but we saw a sharp drop in the third quarter, and actually the prices started cooling off. So I'm just trying to, like,
depends on the alternate fuel prices, because naphtha and propane prices were low, so some consumers, especially refineries, switched over to
naphtha. Volumes have reduced, as Vivek has just told you. Also, because of some domestic gas was available on IGX, so some of the customers have bought the volume from there also. So the high pressure, high temperature gas is available in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Those volumes are being lifted by the customers. So the number of cargoes have not come for spot, as far as the spot cargoes are concerned. So that is the basic reason, two, three reasons you can say, that the volumes have been low, but reason is very obvious. Prices are still high, although, but we hope that now prices will come down, because we see that there is less demand in the market, at least in the European market, and because of that, the prices are lower. And we hope if this continues in this fourth quarter, then more volumes will come. Because I'm sure that if prices remain at this level, $16 to $20. Then certainly spot cargoes will come to India this quarter. So we are hoping, and in fact, much harping on this particular theory that prices are down, so people will buy and more cargoes will come and will get the volume for regasification.
Right. So thank you, sir. Lastly, sir, just if I missed, like, you know, the trading gain and inventory gain, if you have already shared, can please.
Trading gain, if you look at this quarter, it has been only 24 crore, 25 crore. 25 crore has been this quarter.
And
so, not too much in this quarter trading gain.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been earlier substantial, but right now it is not there. Trading volume, I'm just telling you, in fact, 25 crores.
And any
inventory valuation is 97, and this is 25 crores. So this is how we have performed.
Sorry, I didn't get the last part. So you said 35 crore is?
25 crore is the trading margin.
Right, sir.
And there's an inventory valuation also, which is 95 crores.
95 crores.
Gain, okay. Inventory valuation, yeah.
Sure, sir.
You can add both of these and you can find the figure.
Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So I have two questions. One, is basically the India's bookkeeping question. So from Devbrat. So so what
Devbrat is
the,
here.
Yeah. So what was the run rate for the quarter in terms of cost of goods sold, other expense, depreciation, interest, and other income?
Yeah, Sabri, 161 crores at the gross margin level positive.
Yeah.
Then 60 crores forex loss.
Forex loss of 60 crores, okay.
60 crores. And 8 crores at expenses level positive.
Right.
And depreciation is 84 crores.
Yeah.
And interest is 79 crores.
Okay, so 54 crore negative is the amount.
54 crore is negative.
So just a follow-up on this. So are we entering a level where I think this whole lease accounting is reversing now? Or
As we had explained to you,
yeah.
The lease accounting will start reversing from FY25.
Okay, from FY25, sorry, yeah.
For FY24, it will come to a level of a break-in.
Right, sir. And 5.44 was the Gorgon volumes, right, in the hit?
That's right.
Right. And second question is on the current scenario. So, I mean, I don't know whether you'll be able to share it or not. So, what is the current utilization levels right now? So, we have seen the prices come down, but maybe the...
Yeah. Utilization level is 81% as of now.
81%.
So this has increased as compared to this current quarter we have just mentioned, 58%. So
okay.
Now level has picked up. As you rightly said, I have said that prices are down. And even long-term prices are also very less nowadays. $11-$12 in between it is there. And even this spot prices have come down 2 days back, it was $16 something. So I think if prices are in this range, volume will definitely come and we will be able to process it. The utilization level is 81%. It is there as of now.
Okay, so that's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pinakin Parekh from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is, you mentioned that utilization levels have gone up. So is it fair to say at this point of time, fourth quarter, we can see volumes of between 190 to 200
TBTU? Actually, prediction cannot be given because as of now it is looking good. But let some more time pass. It's only beginning of the quarter, fourth quarter. So it is too early to predict any volume right now. But you can see that 81% is how much.
Okay, so to that extent, sir,
anything this will be not be fair.
Understood. Sure, sir. My second point question is, given that the 800 crores plus of revenue booked for this take or pay in this quarter, so if we take that out, then the profitability picture looks different. Sir, is there, now I understand that you mentioned that the company is in talks with the counterparties, but is there a time limit beyond which if it's not realized, then the Petronet would have to write off this amount? What is the legal time limit where you can continue to show it as dues receivable?
See, it's not a legal question of legal time limit. It's the auditor's view. But in fact, we are confident that we will be able to sort it out. And we will try to do it in the next quarter itself, if possible. At least for the last year, 415 crores, which is outstanding. This year only we have just raised the bill and even date of payment is not due. So it is still not due. We have raised the bill only for 849 crores, but they have been shown as revenue, but there is enough time to see how they react. But last year we are following up for 415 crores and we will definitely try to recover the entire amount and then of course there should not be any issue of provision. And this time we have not made a provision, but we are going to aggressively follow it up in this quarter, fourth quarter.
Understood. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Sir, two questions from my side. First was in terms of this receivables. Is there something that you will consider if you can't recover the entire amount by March in terms of the dividend? How will it impact your dividend payout? And the second question was related to long-term LNG sourcing. We have seen some of peers in China and Thailand actually starting to kind of look at long-term gas supplies beyond 2026. What is the thinking process at your end? So, sir, I'll repeat the questions. The first one was, sir, related to the dividends. This was regarding if the receivables, the entire amount you are not able to recover, especially for fiscal 23, how are you thinking about that impacting your dividend payout?
No, there is no link here. This is only two things are entirely different. Because for making payment of dividend, you need cash, and cash surplus we have. So it will not impact the dividend. Let's be assured. This is something else because we are fighting for it and we'll try to get it also. But at the same time, there is no cash shortage. So I don't think there is any impact on the dividend part.
Mayank, just to add to the answer, basically after the last year, I mean FY 2022, we had booked some user pay, but after that also two dividends have been paid. And this year, whatever has been booked, the due date has not yet also come. We have just recently done the billing also in couple of days back as per the contract. So, as the DSR has told that there is no link between these two.
No, very clear. Thank you for that. The second question was more related to a bit more long-term view. Now we have seen your peers starting to tie up long-term supplies beyond 2026, especially in countries outside India. So what has been your view, and you still think it's too early to kind of go into the market?
No, it's not too early. We are already in the market, and in fact, we are already negotiating for our RasGas contract. That negotiation is already going on for renewal. And apart from that, we are also looking for some additional volumes to be taken. So that part is going on, and perhaps we have to finalize by this year only for renewal of the contract and additional volume if at all. We are looking forward to that. So there is no reason why we should. But at the same time, you would not like to enter into a contract where we are, in fact, supposed to make a payment which is a little bit higher slope of the Brent or a higher price gas. So we are trying to get a reasonably priced gas. So that's why there might be some delay, because market is very hard. And it's such a hard market, if you go, certainly prices will be higher. So it's not fair to go for higher prices, because this will pinch in the long term. So it's better to delay it for some time, till the time the prices are reasonable. And now we see that prices are coming down. Hopefully this will remain in this range. $16 to $20. So if this remains in that range, then we'll get a better slope in the market, apart from our renewal of our gas volume. So that is there, but none of the Indian parties has entered any contract so far, but outside parties have done it. Maybe China and other countries have done it. But we are treading with extreme care. And we are trying to go for a contract which is reasonably priced, so that in long term, that will not change.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. So just one question on this user pay income that we have booked. Now, when I look at the third-party volumes that has been, booked for this calendar year versus last calendar year, almost roughly, there's about 100 TBTU difference, 90 to 100 or whatever, around that ballpark. But if we were to look at what you had booked in 3Q and 4Q of last year, assuming that all of that was for calendar year 2021, then from that perspective, should we expect you to book more in the first quarter? As you know, clearly this number is similar to what you had booked during the last year, including the two quarters. So this number should be higher, right?
No, actually this year we have booked for the entire year, for calendar year 2022. Last year what happened, that in 2021, we had booked 347 crore around of use of pay in the third quarter and 83 crore in the fourth quarter. So this was the segregation. So that way you can say, if you, and that was for the calendar year 2021, both of these. So this both will make it around 430 crores of use of pay. So I think this is the right number if you compare from number to number, because this year it has been 849 crores, last year it has been 430 crores.
So, Mr. Ji, that's what I'm comparing. So, I mean, from 430 crore versus this year being, 849. Okay, okay. Then it's fine. Sorry, sorry, my answer. Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinash Karamanchi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Maulik Patel. So a couple of questions. One, have you taken the price hike at the hedge for this calendar year? 5% per annum, right?
5% per annum.
Yes. Yeah, that has been taken, right?
Yes, yes, it is taken as per contract.
Okay. So the revised price is what, 59 rupees?
It's around 59 rupees. Paisa, I'm just telling you how much is paisa. 59 something is there. Exact price I'll do, but it was earlier 57 point something.
And sir, regarding this on this take or pay, as you have clarified a lot, but what are the options we as in the company and the board has there? And in case this continues for another year and the price of the global LNG market remains high, there can be another take or pay liability. How are we going to, and what the board has discussed this matter, or what are the options available to us apart from the pursuing the pending dues, which you are probably doing it? And are you going to charge interest rate on the pending dues of CY21? Because it's more than a year and you have not received the amount from the customers. Yeah, sir, this is Maulik Patel. You were telling me about that, the tariff.
Yeah, yeah. You are telling, we're telling that Dahej regas charges. So it is now 59.91
rupees. 59.91
rupees,
right? And what will be the charges at the Kochi, sir? It was around 80?
It is around 81.04 is there. And it will be revised for 23-24 next time.
Okay, got
it. But it is now 81.04.
So my second question is that on the take-off pay, if this amount doesn't get, are you going to charge interest rate for the CY21? That's number one, the pending amount of around 3.2 billion rupees or so. And second, sorry, 4.2 billion. And second is that what the board has in options to get the recovered amount. Are there any bank guarantees which has been with us as a part of the contract, or apart from pursuing the negotiation, or any legal measures which we can deploy?
No, actually, if you look at the our composition, the company's composition, it's that our promoters are our off-takers also.
Sure.
Such, they are not the regular defaulter. This is an unprecedented situation which is causing this kind of problem. But certainly, we are following up for making a payment, because ultimately, this is the contract that they have to pay if they are not able to use. And perhaps issue is that if you ask for security, we certainly from our promoter, we don't have it right now. But there has never been a need also for that. It has been a contract for the last almost 18-19 years, and we have not seen any default. The first time ever this situation has come that they are not making payment, and perhaps we hope that this will be very shortly settled, because we are following up and we have taken a challenge that in this quarter we will try to resolve it.
Sure, sir. Sir, is this 1300 crore rupees of amount, is it pending both from your promoter and which is like GAIL and IOC and BPCL, or it is largely from the other customers which are not your promoters, which is like GSPC and Torrent?
Except GAIL, all are there in this 849. So GAIL has not defaulted at all. But okay, otherwise IOCL, BPCL, GSPC, Torrent, ATPL, all are there.
You mentioned about the capex for the PATCAM is around 1300 crore rupees, 13,000 crore rupees. That was the indication amount.
14,000 crore.
13,000 crore rupees. And that is likely to get approved by this the next quarter?
Not next quarter. I cannot commit because still we are in the process of licensor selection. Mm-hmm. Maybe within 6 months we can say we should do.
Sure. And what kind of a time duration once you get an approval from the board, because you already have a land with you, right, in the position. What kind of a time scale we are looking for to set up this project?
It's almost 4 years it will take almost.
Okay.
After approval and awarding the job for the project.
Sure. Great. Thank you.
So it will be in a staggered manner. CapEx will not be in a day.
Sure.
It will be in a span of almost 4 years like that.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Chauhan from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, yeah, my question has been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening and thank you very much. So, if you were to understand the usual pay provision of 848 crores, that is entirely for April 22, March 23. So, out of that, how much should we assume is for the third quarter? If you were to adjust those numbers?
So, actually, this use of charges is levied once in a year. We don't account for it in every quarter because we give an opportunity to all the off-takers and all the customers that they should utilize within this calendar year. So it's basically calendar year. You say from 1st January 2022 to 31st December 2022. So if they are able to use their quantities booked in this period, then you don't levy anything. But after this date passes, means after 31st December, we levy this use of pay charges.
So in terms of the coming financial year, at what capacity utilization should we expect the company to be looking for?
We are very bullish about it and we are expecting more than 80%, and 81% is still we are going on. So now volume is coming. So we are hopeful that at least it will be in the range of 80 to 90% in between. And
yeah, I understand that. So the question I'm trying to grapple with is, in future, if the capacity utilization declines, how do we account for this in terms of making the estimate? You know, because if you go by 60% or 70%, the earnings come lower than what you report. So how do we, capacity utilization should we, expect the user pay charges to book even on a calendar year basis?
See, we don't expect any use of pay charges. In fact, we don't want it should happen at all. They should come and book the capacity and use their capacity. And this is the intent of all the customers. They don't want to unnecessarily, get this bill for use of pay charges. But this is compulsion because of the high prices of LNG. It has been there, but now prices are also coming down. If you see, it has been in the range of $20, it is today, but yesterday I was seeing $17, before that $16. So in that range, if price is there, then perhaps you will find the more cargoes coming here and customer will use it. But at this level, when it is $30, $35, $40, the consumption is very less because of the high prices. And certainly we are now very hopeful that with this kind of pricing of $16 to $20, we can expect more volumes at least in the third quarter, fourth quarter, and our capacity utilization will be much, much higher.
Okay, and then what is the status of the two-phase expansion in Dahej. When do you see the complete closure of the project and the volumes contributing to your utilization, say, in Dahej once expansion is over?
We are talking about Dahej expansion of 5 MTPA. So we expect that by the end of 2024, we should be able to get at least 2.5 MTPA, and by March 2025, we should be able to get at least next 2.5 MTPA. So by March, you can say March 2025, we should be able to get this capacity. And we are hopeful that that capacity again will give us flexibility so that we can book more capacity of the customers. And perhaps we can also think of more volumes coming in for our own purpose also, because you see, we are in fact importing some cargos on behalf of ONGC also. So if we get some volume contracts, then we shall have that particular advantage, and we can process it, we can store it in two tanks we are constructing. So there's a lot of business opportunities there, because then we can also have some trading volume with us in future, if at all there is an opportunity. So that kind of flexibility will be there. And apart from that, we are also looking forward to have some capacity booking for the expansion we are going for Dahej. So we are very optimistic about this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaiah V. from Spark Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So the first question, in terms of this take-off pay, the revenues that you have booked, what would be the equivalent volumes in both the years for calendar year 2021? If you can give a number in PBT, that should be helpful for calendar year 2021-22.
2021-22, how much is the volume for use of the charges? Volume.
Last year,
2021-22. Last year. Total. You are talking about 2021-22?
For both the years, sir.
For both the years. So 2021-22, it was 80 TBTU. And for 2022, it is 150. Sorry, 155 TBTU.
Thank you, sir. The second question is with respect to the Petchem project. So what would be the IRRs broadly that we'll be, you know, looking in for this project? And when do we expect CapEx to start for this project? And also, you mentioned it will happen over a period of time, so any color on that, that will be helpful.
Okay. So IRR, as you know, that we have a policy here, that whatever project we undertake, there is a project appraisal policy which ensures that unless we get some equity IRR 16%, we don't go for the project. So in this case, we are getting handsome IRR, and we cannot mention right now. All these are premature things, so but it is above 16% equity IRR, so that is for sure. And as far as the CapEx plan is concerned, which is basically, I have told you that it will be in a staggered manner the next 4 years after approval and awarding of the job. So hopefully, you can say that 30,000 crore will be spent, not equally, then certainly initially it may be less, 2,000, and then 3,000, 4,000, like that, and 5,000. So it will be like that only. And, 2023, 2024, it may be less, but in subsequent year, it may be high. Because we are expecting by 2026 end. So it will be in a staggered manner, 2,000-4,000, you can say.
One last question. So what would be the CapEx profile for the next couple, I mean, for this year, what would be our CapEx amount? And then what are we looking at next year at a company level? And when is, you know, the Gopalpur expected to start?
this actually next year you are talking about 23, 24 or this year you are talking? Means 22, 23. So it will be in the range of 1200 crores, I think. 1250 crores approximately. But next year it will be even maybe higher than that. Maybe around 1800 crore will be next year. We are likely to spend. But this year 1200 crore you can take safely.
Okay. And the last part of the question, I mean, the Gopalpur terminal, when is it expected to start?
When it will be?
When it is expected to...
Actually, I just told you that we are still doing some due diligence regarding this agreement signing, and all those things are being followed up. And certainly, we will enter the agreement with the Port Trust, Gopalpur Port Trust, so that we get the right to build the terminal over there. We have, in fact, contacted the state government authorities, and we are seeking some environment clearance and other clearances from the authorities. And thereafter, we will, in fact, go for the awarding of job. So if you look at, at present, we have planned to have FSRU terminal. So it should not take too much time. 2 years' time it should take. If it is FSRU terminal after awarding the job. So we are first getting the, trying to get the clearances so that, and agreement signed so that everything is in place before awarding the work to the contractor for construction of the LNG terminal. So it will be means 2 years should not be, not more than 2 years it should be the time frame for construction of the FSRU terminal in Gopalpur. But this is after award of the job.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Panit from HSBC. Please go ahead. Panit, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted.
Yeah, thank you so much. My questions have been answered.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Prabal Sen for closing comments.
Hello.
Yes, yes, Prabal.
Yes, sir. Would you like to make any closing remarks, sir?
No, in fact, I have said everything, whatever I had. The only thing is that I want to convey my sincere thanks to all the analysts and investors because they have reposed faith in us. And in fact, we are also trying hard every time that our profitability always increases from the last time. So this is why that we are able to achieve even higher profit than previous corresponding quarter and previous quarter. So our effort is there always to increase and augment the profitability as well as possible. And the only concern was their high price of energy, which I think in due course of time will be addressed. And then we will have that 100% utilization of our terminal as we used to do earlier. So with this, I would like to close my remarks.
Thank you so much, sir. It was a fairly insightful and a very detailed Q&A session. I thank all the participants and most importantly the management. This is a tough macro environment for the gas space. So obviously, you know, it's a challenging environment, and I think the performance has to be appreciated in that context. Thank you so much for your time, everyone. You can log off now.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.